Kubernetes V137, Kubelet in user namespace, Akka rootless mode, graduates to beta. Kubernetes V137 promotes the Kubelet in user namespace. Feature gate to beta. With this feature enabled, all of the node components, Kubelet, CRI, and OCI runtimes, CNI plugins, and kubeproxy can run as a non-root user on the host using a Linux user namespace. This technique is also known as rootless mode. The work started as an experiment in 2018 and was merged into Kubernetes V122 2021. As an alpha feature, Kubernetes Enhancement Proposal KEP 2033. This feature should not be confused with user namespaces for pods. Host users, false. With the user namespaces support. Feature gate, Gossens V136. Which puts pods in user namespaces, but still runs the node components as root. These two features do not conflict. Moreover, they can be combined to nest Kubernetes inside Kubernetes without resorting to the full privileged, true. Why run the node components in a user namespace? Because the node components have historically had container breakout vulnerabilities that could compromise full root privileges on the host. Examples of such vulnerabilities include CVA 2022-8-11, CR8 escape. CRIO could be tricked into setting arbitrary syscalls, such as kernel core pattern, resulting in arbitrary code execution as root on the host, CVE 2023-27561. Runk could be tricked into bypassing the masked paths of a container via a volume mount race, exposing the host's prox files, a regression of CVE 2019-19921. CVE 2024-10220. The kubelet could be made to execute arbitrary commands as root via Gitrepo. Volumes Gitrepo. Volumes had a similar vulnerability, CVE 2018-11235, back in 2018 too, CVE 2025-3-1133. Runk could be tricked into bind mounting attacker-controlled paths and writing to the host prox files such as /proc/sysigtrigger and /proc/sys/kernel/core pattern. CVE 2026-53488. Containered could be tricked into executing arbitrary commands on the host via crafted labels in a container image. By running the node components in a user namespace, the potential damage is confined to the non-root user's account. Notably, an attacker cannot conceal their intrusion by modifying the kernel, the bootloader, or the firmware. It should still be noted that user namespaces are not effective for mitigating vulnerabilities in the kernel itself. User namespaces should be used in conjunction with traditional hardening measures, such as SecOmp, to prevent containers from invoking unnecessary system calls. Use cases. Production clusters mitigate potential container breakout vulnerabilities. Shared machines, e.g., HPC, users can deploy Kubernetes without asking the machine administrator for root privileges and without the risk of accidentally breaking other users' environments. Laptops prevent a local cluster from accidentally breaking the host system configuration, e.g., the host iptables rules used for VPNs. AI sandbox. A Kubernetes application developer may create a dedicated local user account for running an AI coding agent and a test Kubernetes cluster. This setup is useful for preventing the AI agent from breaking the host when it is deceived by malicious information on the internet. Kubernetes in Kubernetes. A nested cluster can run inside a parent cluster as a user namespace. Pod. Host users, false. Isolating workloads more strictly than Kubernetes API namespaces do. Bootstrapping. A temporary unprivileged cluster can be used to bootstrap an actual cluster, e.g., with cluster API. How does it work? A Linux kernel user namespace maps a host-level non-root user, e.g., UID 1000, to a fake root user inside the namespace. The UID 0 privileges are limited to the inside of the namespace. The fake root is enough for most of the node components tasks, mounting volumes, creating cgroups, and configuring the network namespaces of pods. It still comes with some caveats that may break compatibility with specific CNI and CSI drivers, though. The user namespace has to be created outside of Kubernetes. For example, rootless Docker can be used to prepare the user namespace in which Kubernetes runs. The kubelet in user namespace feature gate itself is quite boring. Basically, it just lets the kubelet ignore permission errors that occur when setting some syskl values, e.g. VM, overcommit memory, and kernel, panic, and when watching kernel messages via dev/kmsg. See running Kubernetes node components as a non-root user for further information. What changed from alpha to beta? The kubelet in user namespace feature gate is now enabled by default. Enabling the gate does not put the kubelet into a user namespace automatically, so nothing changes for existing rootful clusters. Kubectl get nodes OYAML now reports whether nodes are running in a user namespace via thrunning in user namespace. Property: a cluster administrator can use this property to set node labels or taints to avoid scheduling workloads that need real root privileges, e.g., some CNI plugin installers, onto rootless nodes for Kubernetes' own CI/CD testing. The node conformance end-to-end tests now run on a rootless cluster, Sci-Kubernetes Z2E-kind rootless. Several related improvements have also happened outside the promotion of the feature gate itself. Linux kernel v6.3, 2023, added support for IDMAPT TMPFS. Kubernetes v133, 2025, enabled the user namespaces support feature gate by default, allowing user namespace pods, host users, false, to be created without extra configuration. Containerd v2.1, 2025, added support for writable C groups. With these improvements, a Kubernetes cluster with kubelet in user namespace can now also be nested inside Kubernetes pods with host users, false, user namespaces support. How to use it? Kind. The easiest way is to use Kind, a Kubernetes SIG testing project, to run a Kubernetes cluster in rootless Docker, rootless nurkdl, or rootless podman. Hash example using Docker. Docker rootless setup tool, sh install. Kind create cluster. Depending on the host configuration, you may need additional configuration for systemd, kernel modules, syskl, etc. See the Docker documentation and the Kind documentation for further information. Minikube. Minikube, a Kubernetes SIG cluster lifecycle project, also supports running a Kubernetes cluster in rootless Docker or rootless podman. Docker rootless setup tool, sh install. Minikube start driver equals Docker. See the Minikube documentation for further information. Userneets. Userneets, a third-party project, is a distribution of rootless Kubernetes maintained by the author of this article. The project began in 2018, and it is where the kubelet in user namespace feature gate originally came from. Unlike Kind and Minikube, Userneets supports creating a cluster with multiple rootless Docker/podman/nurkdl nodes connected using VXLAN via the Flannel CNI plugin. Userneets also experimentally supports a Kubernetes in Kubernetes mode, K3s. K3s, a CNCF sandbox project, also supports rootless mode. Unlike Kind, Minikube, and the current generation of Userneets, rootless K3s does not rely on an external runtime such as rootless Docker. What's next? Depending on feedback and adoption, the Kubernetes project plans to graduate this feature to general availability, GA, in a future release. If you have feedback on this feature, please open an issue in the Kubernetes/Kubernetes repository. The project is also discussing several Kubernetes enhancement proposals that may contribute to simplifying Kubernetes in Kubernetes with this feature. KEP5474, enable writable C groups for unprivileged containers. KEP5714, allow specifying whether to unshare C group namespaces. Getting involved. We always welcome new contributors. If you would like to get involved, you can join the Node Special Interest Group, SIGNode. If you would like to share feedback, you can do so on our public Slack channel, visit https://slack.k8s.io for an invitation if you need one. Special thanks to everyone who helped design and implement this feature, including but not limited to in alphabetical order. Bing Hongtao, Hirazawa UI. Jordan Liggett, Liggett. Sergey Kangelev, Sergey Kangelev. Tim Hawkin, Thawkin.